VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been declared the winner of Sunday's close election. VOA correspondent Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul.
For Turkish voters, this election was crucial, and reports say turnout was over 85%. Turkish voters are sharply divided between those who support President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and those who do not.
Erdogan is adored by his supporters for his conservative values, vast infrastructure projects, and strong security stance. But his critics say he rules with an iron fist and accuse him of corruption and mismanaging the economy. Reporting from Istanbul, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
An election observation mission from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe found Monday that the election was not fraudulent, but the conditions for campaigning were not equal. The group said Erdogan enjoyed undue advantage, including in excessive coverage by government-affiliated public and private media outlets. Nearly all media in Turkey is under the direct or indirect control of Erdogan and his supporters. Europe and China have decided to work together to modernize global trade rules. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The ideas to address areas like government subsidies, fast-moving changes in tech policy, and other emerging complaints in a bid to preserve support for international commerce. The European Commission says disputes over steel and China's technology shifts in particular highlight the need to modernize the World Trade Organization to reflect developments in the world economy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Floods and landslides triggered by torrential rains have killed at least 9 people since Saturday in northern Vietnam. This is VOA News. The American motorcycle maker Harley-Davidson has announced that spiraling costs from tariffs have led it to begin shifting production of its vehicles headed for Europe to overseas factories. The company said in a regulatory filing Monday that EU tariffs on its motorcycles exported from the United States jumped between 6 and 31%. It said that translates into an additional cost of about $2,200 for each motorcycle exported to the European Union. Iran has banned the importation of more than 1,300 products as it prepares its economy to resist threatened American sanctions. Efforts to find and rescue 12 teenage soccer players and their coach from a flooded cave complex in Thailand entered their third day Monday. Authorities believe the team is trapped by rising waters caused by heavy rains. Ethiopian state-affiliated media reports the United States will send agents from the Federal Bureau of Investigation to look at the deadly bombing in Addis Ababa on Saturday. President Trump is not backing down from his beliefs that people caught trying to illegally cross the border should not get legal due process. In Zimbabwe, an explosion believed to be an assassination attempt has left at least one person dead, 49 people injured, during a campaign rally on Saturday in Bulawayo. 2 people were killed, 150 others injured, in an explosion in Addis Ababa for the new Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. And President Uhuru Kenyatta in Kenya has inspected the Nairobi Standard Gauge Railway, calling for its completion by June 2019. The top story of the hour, the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been declared the winner of Sunday's close election. The election observation mission from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe found Monday that the election was not fraudulent, but the conditions for campaigning were not equal. Erdogan's main challengers had warned during their campaigns that the new presidential powers that Erdogan is getting now were tantamount to an elected dictatorship, a charge dismissed by the president. However, the observation group said that Erdogan did enjoy undue advantage, including in excessive coverage by government-affiliated public and private media outlets. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.